QC, Ed and Darren love feeling fresh in the morning. But for those morning pick-me-ups, they grab a regular cup of freshly ground coffee for just $2. Available 24/7 at 7-Eleven.
Good morning. And get up. Now count me in. QC, Ed and Darren. QC, Ed and Darren. Gather on your radio now for QC, Ed and Darren.
QC, Ed and Darren, welcome to the podcast. Darren feels like a muffin if you are...
She's been hungry because she's worked hard. Darren, for people who don't know what you do, during the song, sometimes you just go, I'm off to interview Donald Trump, or I'm off to interview, you know, Donald Trump's daughter or his son, or the man who killed Osama bin Laden.
Yeah, this is a US Marine, right? His name's Robert O'Neill, who pulled the trigger and ended the life of, well, one of the biggest villains in recent times, Osama bin Laden, who was obviously responsible for 9/11, that horrific attack.
Was it in Pakistan? Where did they catch him?
Yeah, Pakistan. In a compound in Pakistan that was very close to the headquarters of the Pakistani intelligence.
So they go to war with Iraq. They go to war with Afghanistan all over 9/11.
Correct.
Yeah. And then they end up killing Osama in Pakistan, who they're allies with.
Don't focus on that.
It's interesting because when he went into that room, he says he tried to use his wife and children as barriers, as human shields. Osama did. And it just shows you what, you know, the difference in cultures. And when you're trying to figure out who's on the good side, who's on the bad side, you just, you know, who values life and who doesn't.
So you're saying that he says that Osama bin Laden put his own wife and own children in front of him, hoping that they got shot and he didn't.
I think he probably assumed he'd get shot too at some stage, but he wanted them to go first, or hoping that, they would somehow take
But they didn't get shot at all, did they?
No, this guy was incredible. They actually managed, they did such a good job, these US Marines, in just getting him, so his children and wife were not hurt. But yeah, so that would be really interesting.
Ask him about the hard drive.
She's already recorded it.
But see, so the issue is, I didn't ask about that. This is the issue. So I've had him on once before and he told the story of killing Osama.
Yeah.
So then my issue this time round was, you know, I almost just have to say, well, here, you know, this is a guy who shot Osama, and then ask him different questions, even though I could listen to that story of what happened 10 million times, but I've already had him want to talk about it.
Well, did he look Osama in the eye when he did it?
Yes, he says that, yes.
Did he say, this is it for you, mate? Or did Osama say anything to him?
No, there were no words that I know of said.
Yeah, right. Just a fascinating situation.
Incredible. He's just had a new baby too, 2-month-old.
Does he have like security and stuff?
It's fun, isn't it? At people seeking. I was thinking the exact same thing. I suspect he would have straight away, but it's interesting because he even questions himself, you know, the motive of why America was sent there and questions, you know, because he said about Amy Scott, he said, you know, if you're shooting someone that you know is evil, that you know is you know, ending the lives of others, then there should be no, you know, second guessing and no kind of guilt or anything afterwards. But so I think he accepts that Osama bin Laden absolutely is guilty and a criminal, but the war itself is a little bit more murky.
But even for him, like, you know, it's like he's obviously happy to go on your show and he's been on other shows over the years.
I wouldn't say many. He's really hard to get.
Oh, you know, he's exclusive.
He's exclusive.
But, you know, his name's out there and he's happy to attach his name to what happened. And he doesn't feel... He doesn't live like, you know, secretly.
But it's scary because you look at you know, there were some comments made off the back of, you know, the kid's now been charged, the 16-year-old, but comments that were made online that have been used as almost a justification. So you kind of, you know, it just doesn't feel like Australia. You're right. People will chase after people who have said the wrong thing in some cultures.
Yeah. Anyway, it's we try not to say the wrong thing on our radio.
We try desperately hard.
We try to keep it light and fluffy.
We do.
Don't we?
Yeah.
Well, enjoy the fluff. Enjoy the lightness.
This is I on
Sydney.
No one gets you closer to what's happening in Sydney than Husey, Ed and Aaron. And Aaron, what is the story you've got this morning?
Well, this is one that you're particularly interested in, and it's one we've seen more and more of in recent times, and that's cocaine bricks washing up on New South Wales beaches. So a Brisbane man has been charged with 19 offences after an alleged failed 900-kilo drug import. So the cocaine bricks been washing up on different beaches and off the coast of Queensland's Moreton Island. So since 2023, I think we had a segment a little while ago where we asked people to call in and tell us if they'd found one.
How many do we know have washed up?
Well,
five.
They're saying that 256 kilos have been seized by police after washing up on the shore. So that's basically
what does that leave? Like 700?
Yeah. So there's 600 odd
that we don't know about.
That we don't know about.
That are somewhere. That are sitting in someone's cupboard, maybe under the laundry sink.
Again,
just sitting there.
131060. If you have found one of these bricks of cocaine.
How have they caught this guy? I mean, it's all alleged, obviously, because he's not...
I think, like, intel, bro.
So, I wonder where it was coming. Do we know where it was coming from, allegedly?
They haven't said where they think it or with the where it originated from, but they think it's come in August 2023.
And so this
has been a long time.
Yeah, they tried to have it delivered to Moughton Island. But that
Which
failed.
Is a good spot.
Yeah, really lovely spot.
Why would they deliver it to Moore?
It's
not that.
It's because it's close to Brisbane, but it's not massively. It still feels remote, even though it's very close to Brisbane.
Yeah. And there's no kind of checking stations, immigration and
this,
other things.
This all is alleged, though, isn't it?
It's all alleged, man.
Sued by, you know, this bloke.
All I can tell you, though, is.
Well, we haven't said his name. You've got to identify him to say a name. Nah, man.
Nah.
Right, if you're on a beach, if you're on Avoca, if you're on Ocean Beach, Bondi, Manly or Botany, there still could be some out there. So,
Did the people who handed the bricks in to the police, did they get a reward? Because I'd be disappointed if they didn't. If you handed a brick of cocaine to authorities, which on the street could be worth millions of dollars, couldn't it?
They shave off an end for you, I think, if you hand in a whole brick. Is that right, Ed?
Yeah, if whatever you can carry, it's cash and carry.
The Husey, Ed and Aaron podcast.
Talking about the fact that someone's been charged with all these bricks of cocaine washing up on beaches around New South Wales and Queensland.
Allegedly.
Now, we wondered whether there's any reward for people who hand those bricks in to the police, whether they get some sort of monetary reward we'll go with. They're not going to get some of the cocaine, which is ridiculous.
No, but Daniel called
defeat
us.
Defeat the purpose, wouldn't it? A little
bit. Daniel from Strathfield, you heard us. Who you heard us saying this, and you gave us a call on 131060. So what happened to you?
I was looking at buying a house with my wife, and went for an open inspection in out west. And one of the bedrooms were all locked up, and we couldn't get in to view it. And it was really, really bright underneath the door frame. So I'm thinking, oh, and it stunk a bit, yeah? So I was like, oh, after the inspection, I was telling my missus, I think it's a drug house. So I made a call to the cops just to say my thoughts. And after they investigated it, it was a drug house that they, charged them. And I ended up getting a $25,000 reward.
What? That's amazing.
Yeah. And the funny thing is the cops met me at the bank. And they actually transferred the money into my account and they made me sign paperwork, but all the paperwork had no names on it or anything.
Okay. Yeah, right.
Were they the dealers dressed as cops, Daniel?
No, they weren't. No.
Did the person at the house give you the cop's number to call? wink, wink.
No.
Wow,
no,
that's incredible. That was possible. Did you end up putting an offer in for the house?
No, I bought in the next suburb in Cranbrook instead of Penrith. So
less sus when you start your.
But you know the house. Do you ever drive past the house or not?
No, I don't. I don't.
I need to know if this is true, and it's not that I don't believe. I believe you, but I need if there's a police person listening.
Well, what about Glenn? Our guy Glenn.
Glenn, or to somebody, just let us know if this does happen. I get why you keep Maybe it on the low.
It's on the low, and that's definitely it did happen. So
we appreciate
sure
that.
Confirm that.
That's good awesome. Daniel. Thanks, Daniel.
Here comes Candy. Candy from Smithfield. The floodgates are opening. What happened? What happened, Candy?
So it was my partner. So he was staying in a hotel in the city for a bucks night. And him and a couple of his friends had opened the bedroom drawer and found right at the back things that would be used to obviously package up drugs. So weighing scale, a vacuum seal machine and stuff like that, and bags.
Wow.
Yeah. And what did he do?
They went and reported it as suspicious, and he was given a monetary reward. Each of them were given a monetary reward.
How much?
$1,000 each.
Oh, so you could just buy that yourself at the shops and go to the police and say, I found this somewhere and get some moolah.
When was it? Was it a long time ago or recently?
It wasn't the first time that was found in a room in the city.
But when did this happen? Was it recent or was it a long time ago?
Oh, it was 3 months ago.
Oh, so it's still
God.
Happening.
Check.
This is good
this
news.
Is untapped cash.
Cost of living. Let's all get out there. Let's get some vigilante work going on.
Love that.
Today FM.
NRL round, which has slammed us in the face with the storm, smashing the Roosters last night. What the hell? What's Manly going to get up to, Aaron? What are they going to do this weekend?
Yeah, I don't know, bruh.
Well, thankfully, we have someone that does. They're playing the Titans on the Gold Coast.
It's not really my space anymore, you know? Oh, I mean, wasn't really ever.
It wasn't be our space.
It was a way for you to introduce our Woodsy, our mate.
Former New South Wales and Hunter Mariners forward, Aaron Woods, welcome aboard.
How are we, legends?
Good morning.
We're not as good as you, mate. You must be fired up. You've got a big game this weekend. Are you going to get it done, Woodsy, or not?
Oh, we have to, mate. They haven't won a game. You don't want to be that one team that loses to the team that's never, that hasn't won a
just
game.
Just say
yet.
It. Losers to the losers. Go on.
Exactly right. So, yeah. You know what it's like? Play up the Gold Coast, you have a good win, you have a good night afterwards. So that's
yeah, but that's the problem, isn't it? You start thinking about your good night before you actually get the win, and all of a sudden you've lost, yeah?
Oh, that's it. It's hard when you pack your bag. Normally you pack your, you know, your boots first, but the first thing you put in is your jeans or your chinos now. So, you just wind up playing rugby league first, guys.
Exactly. Do you stay the night at the Gold Coast, or do you get on this first plane out of there?
Nah, so we got the 5:30 game, so there's no later flights because it's a bit of a rush. So unfortunately, beautiful. We have to stay the night there.
That's actually perfection. 5:30 finished by what, like 8? Like when are you on the town?
Well, it depends. If you have a win, you probably pack your city straight into the game day kit. But
don't worry about the shower. Just straight out there.
Yeah, you might have to go back to the hotel and you know just have a little chat and you know reminisce about the game and then say who's ready to go, boys. Let's go, shooters. It's on.
So if you lose, it's a somber walk out of the hotel. Just somber.
He said something very interesting. Are you a Cocktails and Dreams man or a Shooters man, Woodsy?
I think it's a Sin City, you know, bedroom.
Yeah. That's living. That's living, all right.
And how is your beautiful wife, Sarah, and your children?
Boo.
Yeah, when I pack my bag, I just pretend I'm putting all my footy kit in there so she doesn't know what to get up to.
Yeah. I'm not psycho anymore, but I used to have elements of it. And I remember even with my ex-partner, like when he was going away for work, and I'd be like, why are you taking that T-shirt? Why are you taking that going out T-shirt?
You got to let him live, Aaron. You got to let
him live. Well, I learned that now because I did a year of therapy. So now I am letting them live.
I remember once where my ex-girlfriend. What happened with her?
She what?
My missus would need more than a year of therapy when I'd get up to.
I remember remember finding a pass, and my ex-girlfriend found a pass to a strip club, which I'd left in my pocket. It was the worst thing I'd ever done.
No, usually, it's you know when you get home, it's like the first thing you do, you have a shower, you go rub that stamp off.
This is good info.
This is really good stuff.
This is life advice.
We got a safe bet from Woodsy. Yeah. He's not winning them all. Who's the safe bet this weekend, mate, apart from you guys against the Titans?
I'm going to leave my old club Tigers because they've got Penrith. I don't want to get involved in that, but I reckon the Parramatta Eels tonight against the Dolphins. Big one. That's a safe bet.
You're saying the Eels are going to smash the Dolphins?
The poor old Dolphins. They've played well, but they've just got too many injuries. They're depleted at the moment.
Yeah, too many injuries.
Good stuff.
Righto, have a great weekend, Woodsy. Good luck out there on the various dance floors. And we will catch up with you again next week.
This is the Husey, Ed and Aaron podcast.
The Husey, Ed and Aaron podcast.
All right. Husey and Aaron, too selfish to know when other famous people are
busy. Busy.
Yeah. And it's doing charity work and other such noble endeavors.
Yes, definitely a lot of charity work going on.
Charity rates. Ali is Team Aaron and Amanda is Team Husey. Let's start with Tom T. Hall, American
singer.
Oh, is he the one you just spoke about?
Or is it? Is he the old dogs and watermelon wine?
Old dogs and children. And watermelon wine.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, that's the song that would blast out of our record player on a daily basis. Dad would open the doors of the house and just blast it. Love that stuff. So people are blasting Taylor Swift's new vinyl, aren't
that's
they?
Why
so,
we, that's what made us think of it.
But
we're giving it away.
Is Tom T. Hall alive, Aaron?
I'm gonna say if your dad was blasting him, I'm going to say no.
I agree. I think Tom T has moved on to the next world. How are we going there?
85 years old, passed away in 2021.
Yes. Oh, not that long ago.
Yes.
So we're one all.
To his family, yes.
Yeah, all right. No, he was a great entertainer. So yeah. His music will live on.
It now
will.
The Police.
Yeah.
And the band The Police with Sting.
Oh, great song.
Great band.
Every move you
guitarist.
Break
every... Andy Summers, who they often credit with all of the musical parts.
Oh, really?
Which the ones that the people are sampling non-stop. Yeah. That's all him. So a bit of a...
I'm going to go first. Can I go first?
Yeah, man, you can go first.
He's alive. Yeah, I would know if he had passed. He's alive. Andy Summers.
Just to make it interesting, I'm gonna end his...
You're saying no?
No.
81 years of age and very much still alive.
81?
Yeah.
Wow. So Sting must also be...
That's late, what I mean.
Is he late 70s as well, Sting?
He looks amazing.
Goodness gracious. I mean, how old is Sting? We need to find out.
Let's find out. How old is Sting? I think we've done this before. Was he 67? Let's have a look. You tell me when someone tells me. I think I remember that, but Sting. I might be wrong. No. Fine, last one. O.J. Simpson.
Oh.
Let's hear the bit.
It's no disguise. It makes no sense. It doesn't fit. If it doesn't fit, you must acquit.
Yeah, Johnny Cochran in the trial of the century just rapping about the glove. The glove.
Yeah. Well, that was very famous that OJ has just passed. I mean, that's a like that's, Dorothy Dixon. You know,
to be honest, it's utterly ridiculous because, yes, we're self-centered, egotistical morons, but, you know, we're not that dumb.
Wait, that was the biggest news of the week.
Wait. So you both got it?
OJ Simpson is dead.
Yeah, you got it.
I've got it.
And Sting is 72.
72.
Yeah. And he looks incredible. It's all the tantric.
The Husey, Ed and Aaron podcast.
Now, your Lego Masters is now Australia versus the rest of the world. For my money, the Germans look the best, and it is at 7 p.m. Sunday on 9. And the host, the man in the middle, Dr. Hamish Blake, welcome back.
Ah, lovely to be here. Good morning, everybody. And astute assessment from you, Eduardo. You. The Germans are well-placed.
Yep, thank you.
Who's let you down? Which country
Australia.
Has been...
Shocker.
Apart from Australia, what Shocker. Other country has disappointed you, Hamish, as the overlord of Lego?
This is good. Well, I mean, I've got to give him props for turning up. So I'd say, first of all, every other country that didn't turn up. Because there is only four other countries versus Australia. So compared to the Olympics, if you were close. Standing at the door with the guest list, you'd go, well, this is offensive. I mean, you know, where are some of the bigger countries?
Yeah,
we've got no, you know, we've got no Brazil.
Flag a country off that's in it. Come on.
Right. I thought Denmark was just going to win everything.
Thank you.
That's the home of Lego.
Thank you.
But I'm not saying they haven't, but they still, you know, they're finding their feet.
So that's Mary, isn't it? Our queen.
That is Mary. Yeah. She's not. Just to be clear, in case anyone hasn't watched the show, she's not actually on the show.
Oh right, bless.
She will pop in. She'll definitely pop in by the end of the series.
Yeah.
Won't she?
Yep. For promotional reasons, I'm happy to say. It's looking good.
That's good news. That's great news.
Yeah, really we're news. thinking there could be a pop in. the word from the palace is strong on the pop in. So keep watching for that.
Lego, it's an incredible show. There's no doubt about it.
Why did you try and talk him out of hosting it this season?
No, I didn't. No,
yes,
that was not
to be honest. Be honest.
That's true. I mean, Hughie just with his forearm up against my throat at the Logies going, enough. You've got to know when to walk away.
How's it gone though, Hamish? I'm not as astute with ratings like I used to be, but it's had a strong start, I'm assuming.
I actually don't know. But to be fair, sorry, just to complete the loop on the Husey thing, as if Husey would ever tell anyone not to do anything. He's done more jobs than anyone else in entertainment. Husey would be the guy going, don't do it.
Well, that's what
if he wants it for himself, Hamish is going to tell you not to do it.
I'm just saying that Hamish is such a massive talent that he could do anything, basically. So, Hamish will have about 40 million jobs before he dies, you know what I mean? So he's like, and I love Lego and he loves Lego and there's no reason not to do Lego. But there's many of other things.
You saying you want a co-host? Is that where this is going? Sophie
Monk's already there, man.
I'm angling to take over to the office. I mean, I thought we started as a joke, but there might be something in this.
What is happening? Today FM. Bonnet Junction Westfield opened yesterday for a day of reflection, but open again at trading this morning. And we're joined on the line now by the owner of Glow Bar inside Westfield Bondi Junction, Vinny. Vinny, thanks so much for joining us.
My pleasure, guys. Thank you for having me.
Hey. Now, it must be a tricky day for you, Vinny, and all your staff going back to work, first day since the terrible incident on Saturday.
Look, it surely is. I'm just walking through now. There's not much happening yet. It's a very soft opening. I'm glad what Westfields did yesterday for people to come in, show their love and support. It was the best way they could have done it. Walking through now, I've started noticing some people slowly coming in, but yeah, I'm sure as the day unfolds, we'll have a better idea of how people feel, and I can already feel a lot of emotion. You may hear it in my voice already.
Yeah, I bet. Because
definitely
you,
a little bit. Yeah, carry on, sorry.
No, I was just going to say you had a front row seat, the kind of front row you never want, to what happened. What did you see?
So I saw the actual gunshot take place, the guy fall over. I was watching the blood pour out, and look, prior to that moment, I had no idea stabbings were actually taking place. So,
yeah.
Look, there were a lot of mixed messages going through the center, depending where you were at what time. You obviously heard very different stories. The only thing we heard prior to that was a bomb threat. And I mean, at that point, a lot of people thought, you know, it was a prank because it came from kids. And moments after, stompedes happened. And that's when we saw, okay, something crazy is happening here. And seconds later, the man runs past. Seconds later, the man gets shot. So it all happened very quickly. And from that point forward, all sorts of people wanted answers. A lot was happening at once. And it was very confusing.
So how long before, mate, did you realise that the centre was safe after the man was shot? Was it an hour afterwards, or did you realise pretty quickly that that was the end of the threat?
Look, we were told, because of my location, we were barred up. Like, well, they wrapped around the section. They didn't want anybody to come in. The cops were outnumbered by customers because everybody wanted to know what was going on. So, I mean, they tried their best to give people answers and remove people from the scene. But I mean, look, we had to stay where we were. We had two ladies with us. One was very elderly. We had to get them behind doors. Unfortunately, we didn't have much space to do that. So myself and one other were kind of in the open. We witnessed a SWAT team appear with machine guns. And still at that point, we were just told to stay put and, you know, they wanted to clear the space before anybody was safe to go. Other people in shops that I spoke to after the event mentioned they heard gunshots thinking it was gang-related. So as I may have mentioned many times now to others, it's very confusing. It was a very confusing event. Depending on where you were, you would have had a very different story to myself or somebody else. When the mind starts working and, you know, starts picturing what it could be, it can be a very scary place to be at that time.
But you saw Amy Scott, the policewoman, shoot the assailant. So you actually saw that.
Correct.
Is she a hero in your eyes, Vinny?
Oh, 100%. It takes a lot of courage to do that. Look, I know she's a police officer and she's got the right to do that. And I mean, still in that moment, you know, when somebody shoots someone, there's a lot that happens after that. You go through all sorts of things. And I mean, you're going to get all sorts of questions come your way. So, I mean, it's not nice for anybody to deal with something like that. Nobody wants to shoot anyone. But, I mean, she is an absolute hero for doing what she did.
Yeah.
She would have saved so many lives. Moving forward, who knows what else could have happened.
This is the Husey, Ed and Erin podcast.
The Husey, Ed and Erin podcast.
Bondi Junction Westfield opening again for trading this morning. And someone who was there yesterday for the Day of Reflection is opposition leader Peter Dutton, who joins us online. Welcome back to the show, Mr. Dutton.
Pleasure, mate. Thank you very much for having me, guys.
Yeah, good morning. What was it like yesterday?
Well, it was incredibly moving, and you could still see the raw emotion there. It's like a lot of the shopping centres now, particularly in areas where you've got, you know, a lot of units, it's a backyard for people and young and old to go there to catch up with their mates, go to the movies or have a coffee or whatever it might be. And I think people were really, you know, shattered because obviously of the human cost and the tragedy of that, but also because now they're thinking twice about, you know, how safe is it and their understandable human reactions. But it was pretty raw and, you know, the teddy bears amongst the flowers and the messages just, you know, gave you set a cold shiver up your spine because you think about the the young baby and kids are impacted by it as well.
Yesterday, this morning already on our show, we had a man on, Vinny, who owns the Glow Bar where the assailant was shot out the front of. And so he's dealing with that. He's opening up today. He was talking about Amy Scott, the police woman who, shot the assailant. Mate, you're a former policeman. Have you got anything to say about her?
It actually gave me a lot of pride, I've got to say, when I saw the vision first up of her just running toward the scene. And obviously there are other acts of, heroics as well. But, she was there by herself, obviously well-trained. And been drilled for it, but you never know how you respond in the circumstance. But I just think the fact that she didn't have any hesitation, she prevented, more lives being lost. There's no question about that. And, it's difficult for the police to track down somebody in a centre that size if they're hiding, in different stores around corners or get themselves into a room where, 15 people are hiding away from the carnage. And so he could have done a lot more damage, as we know. And made me very proud to see what she did, and she acted professionally and provided CPR to him afterwards. Even though that wouldn't be your instinct, that's her training, and it was an amazing moment.
Yeah, she's an incredible woman and police officer. You, of course, were a police officer yourself, as Hughie just mentioned. Have you
that
ever
was 30,
been
about 30 kilos ago though?
A fair while back. Yeah. Did you ever have to do anything like that? Were you ever in a situation where you had to pull your gun out? Like, what's it like?
Short answer is yes, and it's a heavy weight of responsibility because everything's going through your mind. If you discharge your weapon, who's behind you, ricocheting bullets, is it the appropriate use of force? There are all of those things that are part of your training that kick in. But again, you just don't know how you would respond in that situation. And I think the fact that a lot of people stepped up and carried bollards or the security guards, people who are applying bandages to puncture wounds, like that is all pretty incredible in the circumstance, and nobody expects to find themselves in that situation.
The Hughie, Ed and Erin podcast.
Tiffany Hall attacked me online.
How did you attack him, Tiffany? Well, he claims you attacked him. What do you claim happened?
I don't think it was an attack. Wasn't? We've been married 10 years this year, a decade. And it's actually a lot worse than what I put up online. Not only is quality time by Ed Cavalli, me watching him watch the soccer, but he also has a podcast in his ear, and his phone, he's watching a YouTube TV show. So there are three things going on, and he has blocked all ways of communication with me. And I was inundated with messages from other women saying, That's like me. I feel you, the story of my life. That's me watching my husband play PlayStation or me watching my husband watch sport, and all these neglected women.
At least I'm home. Hughie's out doing comedy every night. I'm at home.
He would never have podcasts and just watch the TV and ignore his wife.
No, my wife does say she gets angry at also the double screening and all that stuff. But Tiff, what would you like to do with Ed? What would be a dream of yours, a night out? And you did come to my comedy show, you two, which I did appreciate.
Oh, yeah,
that
was
lovely.
Awesome.
Yeah,
that
what did
awesome.
You say about that before that? That was date night, go see Hughie. But what you were complaining for 2 hours before that. What was wrong with date night? You tell us what
he
was wrong with
date. He took me to a food court, and then he took me to JB Hi-Fi.
What are you guys, 12?
I know.
What was happening at JB Hi-Fi?
I needed...
I needed memory cards.
A card for a memory card.
And we got a
Savlaki. And no, and he couldn't get the right memory cards. Then we went to 10 cameras.
Yeah,
and it was like asking people, and I'm just like, oh.
Then I bought you a mocktail.
It's not romantic, mate.
We had a two.
Yeah, I saw your mocktails. I don't know how you guys stand each other without a little bit of alcohol. How does anyone spend the amount of time?
Maybe we should start drinking, babe. It's been 20 years. Maybe we should just start.
That'd be amazing. Yeah, right. I'd really enjoy that, to be honest.
Well, yeah. I mean, does any relationship really do quality time, though? I can't think of what me and my wife do that's quality
I think
time.
It's like when you connect, what do we do? Like you feel like your cup's full afterwards. But then I reckon, for the most part, I'd rather just lie next to my partner and look at my phone as well,
Well, that's perfect.
We went to a movie the other day.
Who,
we went
you and your wife?
Yeah, we went and saw Civil War, actually, which is a movie about a current American Civil War.
That's not fun.
A current one?
Yeah, there's a lot of executions in it. Yeah. Almost everyone gets shot.
Remind you of home?
No.
I wouldn't have thought so.
What is Tiff, quality time?
Yeah, Tiff is long-suffering and she is our hero.
I need to know what quality time is. Today FM. Quality time, what is it? I get accused of not... I don't know what it is.
You can't have one earphone in and be listening to a podcast.
Do you know what happened in the with RFK? I need to find this.
But at least he only had one ear in. Like, there's you've got to look for some positives. But I think, Ed, it's about being present. Like, you can be together. Yeah, like your physical body is there. But I don't think you probably mentally or emotionally engaged with Tiff throughout that period.
Does she need better topics?
Oh, it's a really good point. Maybe you ask the fault lies with her.
I know how her day is because she bangs on about it.
I always ask her about my wife's day. I always say, how's your day?
Do you listen to the answer, though?
Did you have a good day? Yeah, I focus. You tune in, you lock in and go, I'm just going to be here and I'm going to be now.
For 7 seconds of a 24-hour day.
I also call my wife a lot during the day. So
yeah.
That's about you, though.
No, it's not about me. I know when her lunch break is. I know when her morning tea break is, and I'm on the dog and bone. You know, that's a relationship where they know exactly where you are at all times.
Stalking.
And if they call, you have to call back within 30 seconds.
But sometimes she doesn't know you're going into state.
Yeah, I know that. You're right. So I have. Called
you really need
planes.
To get better at,
planes.
At that.
Yeah. All different planes.
Well, the people that's not quality time. Who's got advice?
Melissa from Gregory Hills. You've been married for 20 years.
Yes, I have this year. Yep.
Okay. Quality time?
Yeah, what is it? What do you do?
Quality time is footy.
That's what I'm looking for.
This is marriage material.
That's the secret. That's the secret. It's going to the footy on the weekends. It's watching Super Saturday on Saturday. It's literally watching every game of football we can together.
Melissa, you love the NRL.
We do. I do.
But can I ask, you've been married for 20 years. How old are you, Melissa? It says that you're 35.
No, I'm not 35. I'm 40, but we have been together 24 years, so we have been together since high school.
Have you always loved the NRL, or have you learnt to love the NRL to fit in with him?
No, I actually more converted him. So, I loved it since I was a kid. And,
he wasn't at all. He was more, musicals and stuff? Was
no,
he
was more cricket. He was more cricket. I converted him more. And now we have memberships for our club and our kids go. And, that's
share the pain. That's more. A lot of pain, isn't there? With Newcastle, they're not very good, are they?
We've had our ups and downs, but,
And mainly downs.
Since the 90s, bit rough going on the Knights wagon. Now, Marcella from Glenwood. Yes. Come on,
good morning.
What is quality time, Marcella?
Good morning. Quality time to us is just even if we're just like in a room together, you know, and he's off doing one thing and I'm doing another thing, that's still quality time to us because we don't have to necessarily always be on and present. I think just giving our companionship to one another and, you know, if I'm working on something, he's kind of just around looking around and asking questions. And that to us is just quality time because we're letting each other still do the things we love. And then sometimes you just have a person there that, you know, share it with.
Within touching distance. Wow. So are you hugging a lot?
Not within touching distance. I'm not much of a hugger. He is. So sometimes it depends. Sometimes we're within touching distance. Sometimes, you know, we're across the room, but we're always in the same room,
Actually really like that because when you have a new relationship, like whenever you see each other, you always do things. Like you'll go to dinner or you'll go to the movies or like, you know, you never just go to hang out together in the same house. But there's something I really like about actually just doing your normal routine with your partner just there, like just present.
Absolutely. And I think like as the relationship goes on, you kind of lose touch of that. Like you never want to do anything together. So even the small things to us, that qualifies as quality time because then we don't have to take time out from other things that we love to be like, oh, no, I have to be in the same room with him or I have to do something with him.
But what about if he wants a hug and you're like, I don't want a hug?
I'll give him like a half hug. Like you learn to compromise.
With her crotch pointing backwards. One of those ones.
This is the Husey, Ed and Erin podcast.
The Husey, Ed and Erin podcast.
But who's fired up?
Look, a lot of people are fired up, including my daughter Sadie, who has been on this radio show a lot, especially when we were 2TAFM.
Yeah.
People would take her on a daily basis trying to out her or get, you know, be better at lyrics.
Nope, no one beats her.
So, Sadie, welcome back to the show.
Hi.
Oh. Morning.
Now, are you super pumped about the fact that this new album is going to be dropping at 2 p.m.?
I'm really excited.
Yeah. So what do you know so far? What do you know about the album?
Well, they've already released like all of the song names, but not really that much.
Have you been searching for leaks and stuff? Because apparently there's been leaks.
Yeah, I heard about that, but I don't want to listen to them until I've actually heard the album.
Oh,
so you're going to be at school at 2 p.m. You do have a phone. Will you try to listen to the album while you're at school?
I probably will.
Yeah, right. So this is what's happening at schools these days, mate. No one's doing any schoolwork. They've all got their phones. And anything that drops during the day, whether it's the NBA finals or whether it's a Taylor Swift album, they just tune out of school and just get involved.
Safe to say this is not a regular thing for you. You're quite studious, aren't you?
Yeah, it's not a regular thing.
Yeah, I think a one-off is fine. I mean, God, when I was younger, kids were doing far worse at school.
Do you think your teacher will allow that to happen, or will you have to secretly listen to this album?
I have French, and I think he'll probably allow it.
French? You know where Taylor's playing soon, Sadie?
Yes!
Oh, my goodness.
Paris! You can tie it into the lesson.
Hey, Sage, how long I did French at school. How long have you been doing French at school?
Only since the start of this year.
She does do Duolingo, though, so you can speak some French, can't you?
Yeah.
What's Duolingo?
It's an app where you learn other languages, and you've got to do it every day to keep your streak going. How long's your streak been going, Sage?
Like 300 days.
300 days.
Oh, no. So, well, yes,
so you could confidently say to us in French now, go and see Taylor Swift in Paris.
No.
Okay, fair enough. No, that's fair enough too.
Can I say it in Indonesian?
Please
yes.
Anda mau pergi dan saya pikir Taylor Swift di Paris, ya? Oh, bagus.
That sounds hot.
That was really good. Trey Bagus.
All right, Sage. Focus in school up until 2 p.m., all right? And then you have the hour off, and then the weekend starts there, okay?
Okay.
The Husey, Ed and Erin podcast.
School holidays. Now you've got to make sure that your family radios are on our show because this is the place to win.
Well, that's good. All day as well.
That's a very good point. Now, Lucy, 12 years old from St. John's Park. Yay, on the list. Congratulations.
Yes. Very exciting.
Well done,
very
honey.
Exciting.
They're loving it.
She's loving it.
Mum Kathy as well. Congratulations. Missed out in Sydney, so that's us. Yeah, we still got more Taylor Swift coming before 9 a.m., so you got another chance. But in the studio is a large man who
fit
smells
man.
Nice.
Really fit.
He's covered in tattoos. He's wearing all black and he's a human brick.
There's room for more.
Now, this is... Hi, Dan.
Hi.
Hey,
now,
Dan,
you were listening yesterday when we had a guy on who had my photo on his, or my caricature on his arm.
Yeah.
And Erin put out the call, does anyone want to get her image on their body? And you
name
jumped
image.
In boots and all, didn't you?
Yeah. I wanted Erin to actually give me a tattoo.
Oh, you wanted her to do it?
I wanted Erin to do it, yeah.
Well, I mean, are there legal implications? Because I'm not qualified. I'd be very happy to.
There are people who have left the station 10 years ago that will come back into the building and wave regulations at me. So they can't happen.
I know.
Trust me. You can't do it in the studio, but that doesn't mean that you can't take it, quote, offline and get it done.
Yeah. So I don't think
we could do matching.
What's that?
We could do matching.
Oh, my God. Man. Look, that's a little early on, given
hot.
We've just met. But what would you
I've
suggest?
Done it before.
Have you really?
Yeah.
Like first date stuff?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
How many tattoos of other women do you already have on your body?
Four.
Are they exes or are they famous women?
Females.
Okay, I'm reading his leg now. Left leg says, don't think, just do. There's Chinta Dashur, you win some, you lose some. Tattoos are dumb.
You win some, you win some.
Oh, you win some, you win some. Evil. Yep. Allah is Cute. Oh, beautiful.
So we are going to get
loves
your...
me. Yeah, wow.
We're going to get your...
It's just skin.
You're going to do a tattoo of Erin on your body, yeah? You're happy to do that?
Her name, yeah. Not face.
Oh, not her face.
He's not a face guy, guys. He's a name guy.
Look at these. What? It's not really artistic.
No, you're right.
So it's a name.
It's a name. All right.
So, Erin, you could sign your name on his body then and he can just tattoo over the top of it.
Yeah. Texter.
Can I do that?
Texter. Sure. Of course you can.
Yeah, let's perfect. Get the,
can we do that now? Erin,
yeah.
Sure. Where?
Does anyone have a tech? Where would you like the tattoo? No, you can get them on, darling. Where would you like it?
On your body.
It's not that easy. I need you to do it on a piece of paper.
Oh, yeah, right. Okay. We'll do it. Oh, thank you. So not, you don't want me to directly do it onto your body.
But where are you going to put it on your body, do you think, mate?
Right leg.
Right leg.
That's a good spot.
Up high or low? Whereabouts? In the bottom half?
Mid-thigh.
That's a good area.
Right in the middle.
That's a good area.
Is that all right?
Yeah, we can do that.
Awesome.
Right, can you write Sky News?
That's perfect.
Yay, I'm so excited.
Okay, Dan, we're going to check back in. This is.
You want some Taylor Swift paraphernalia because it's our Taylor Swift day. So do you like Taylor Swift?
You keep it.
Yeah, that's the attitude we're looking for.
That's the attitude we like.
Today FM. The Taylor Swift reporter, the dedicated global Taylor Swift reporter for USA Today, on the line from Nashville in the United States. Welcome back to the show, Brian West.
Oh, my gosh, I'm so excited to be talking to you. I wish it was in person again. I love your country.
I know.
You didn't. Our country loved you, Brian West. And Taylor Swift had her best concerts anywhere. She had them in Australia, didn't she, Brian?
I would definitely agree. Being inside 96,000 people in the MCG was electric, ear-shattering, amazing, and also over in Sydney, absolute best time.
Yeah. Yes.
She slaughtered it. She was unbelievable. Ooh. People will always... I know what I'm right.
Okay, so, Brian, did the album 2 p.m. today, Our Time, the new album, the Tortured Poets Department is released. What has happened? Where is Joe Alwyn, the guy who's getting this yes. album is about? He hasn't been seen. He hasn't been heard from. What's his story?
That's a good question. I'm curious, too. But remember, this has been in the works for 2 years. So it's not just Alwyn that Swift dated. I mean, she dated him for 6 years privately. She also dated 1975 lead man Matt
That's
Healy
right.
and then began dating Travis Kelce over the summer. And so it is very curious. Fans are excited to hear the new music.
Yeah, will Travis, do you believe Travis will feature in one of the songs or not? Or what's your reading of it so far?
Maybe, I don't know. With this aesthetic, though, it definitely feels like a more sad album. I would almost anticipate, similar to what we saw with Lover, another album coming out that's bopped, a beat. I mean, that's not to say that this album isn't, but I just see maybe that's the next chapter.
Yeah, I think you're right.
It's going to break the internet at 2 o'clock, isn't it? What time is that in America? Is that a worldwide release or?
Yeah, so the clock is midnight at New York time. So it'll be 11 p.m. My time.
Right.
And then there is a lot of fan theories that are excited that maybe she does something kind of similar to what she did on Midnights. Remember, she did the midnight version and then the 3 a.m. version.
Oh, really?
So fans are excited to be like, Taylor's always full of surprises. You never know with her.
This is just so big.
This is big.
What a prolific artist. To have a new album ready to go so soon. Wow.
Well, he's speechless. hey, Brian, we'll check back in with you. You can read his stuff, of course.
Years, but yeah, totally.
Yeah, don't worry about that.
When was the last album?
Brian, when was the last album released?
Yeah, when was the one with the all those songs?
The last album was in October. She did 1989 Taylor's version. That was right after
the
movie.
Yeah, but that was just racing your old stuff.
Two re-recorded.
Yeah, she's
yeah,
just
what
been
about
really
the one with the
When was her last original album released?
Oh, Midnights was. That was after the VMAs in 2022.
Yeah, so that's less than 2 years ago. Yeah? Or is it?
Yeah.
Yeah, she has just been such a machine just turning these out, and then she has the two re-records, and you never know. She's probably writing all the time.
Yeah, an inspiration is what she is to all artists. Well, certainly got me with the pen out.
Big time. You have got the pen out.
He's got his little Bic pen out, doesn't he?
Don't be like that. Brian West, USA Today. You can read his stuff, see his stuff online. The global Taylor Swift reporter from 1 p.m. today. The Taylor Swift special starts before only on Today FM before the Tortured Poets Department is live from 2 p.m. Have a great day.
You got to remember to watch Sky News tonight, Erin. Yes. Do you have?
I've got a very special guest, actually. The guy who killed Osama bin Laden. I just did the interview with him during one of the ad breaks, and his thoughts on terrorism in this country at the moment, and also some advice he's got for Amy Scott, who also has had to kill in her line of duty. So it's fascinating. Actually, 5 o'clock, Sky News Australia.
Well, Osama was a big Taylor guy, so we'll see if we can get those two together. Have a great day.
QC, Ed and Erin are done for another show. But to pick them up after an early morning wake-up, they're off to grab a regular cup of freshly ground coffee for just $2. Available 24/7 at 7-Eleven. QC, Ed and Erin.